Scott Engel, Cleveland Indians relief pitcher Andrew Miller.
Yeah, he's a god. You got to believe what you see. I know in past seasons, like, he seemed like a journeyman, but the stuff is too good right now. You know, guys like him are changing the game right now.
I agree.
Fantasy executive, Andrew Miller.
I mean, he looked unhittable down the stretch. So many things he can do for your fantasy baseball team. Well, mainly get saves and strikeouts. You know what I'm saying?
Not going to get too many saves, though.
Yeah. Huh?
Not going to get too many saves.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to lead up to the closer.
You know, so he won't be the closer. Other kid to be the closer.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just looking at the list.
It could go better. It wouldn't shock me if he got double-digit saves, Scotty.
Well, if there's an injury or something, but, you know, they want to use him in middle relief, you would think, the way that he's done it.
Yeah.
Why mess with success?
Yeah,
sure. Well, if there's an injury, you know, that could happen. We've already seen it happen with the Yankees when he was there.
Mike Florio, Andrew Miller, a fantasy fraud or god.
Oh, he's a god. The Indians had some nice pieces last year, but he was the main reason they made it to Game 7 in the World Series. That, as a relief pitcher, that's awesome.
God didn't want them to win the World Series.
Now you're speaking for God.
Really?
Oh, God didn't want him to win the World Series. God didn't. Don't never want the Mets to win the damn World Series.
Let the bars be accurate. They won twice. God wants you to be loyal, but you're not. I didn't watch the Knicks. No, a team called the Indians with a logo like that, why would God want a team like that to win?
Oh, now the logo been that for years, Scott. Now all of a sudden you in on it.
That's right. Like you're in on the Washington football team,
I've been saying that since you met
me. You know what? I didn't pick up on it for years, but you know what? Now that I've looked at it, people are right.
We can get into this the next segment.
Which people?
Uh-oh.
Anybody who says it's an offensive logo is correct, I think.
Oh. Well, you said the people. I didn't know if you meant Daniel Snyder's people.
No, Daniel Snyder don't care, obviously. No, Washington football fans don't care.
No. Mike Florio, fantasy fraud of God, Gary Dirty Sanchez.
This is going to upset a lot of people and maybe even Corey, but I think Gary Sanchez is awesome, but I think people are going to overdraft him, and I think some regression's coming. This guy's like ISO was off the charts. I think people are going to look at his half-season number and just double it, and I think that's a big mistake. So I'm going to say fraud, kind of why I was off Kyle Schwarber last year. I think he's very similar, but I do think he is the number three catcher off the board, but I just think people are going to overpay for him.
Yeah, you know what?
Gary Sanchez going to third round for people out there in the NFBC right now.
I mean, listen, we saw it last year. The power is real. Definitely can get the ball out the ballpark in a hurry, too. So, obviously, that's something that you're going to pay for. Get the job full-time. But strikeout rate, about 25%. The ground ball rate, close to 50. I Florio might be on some, but he's going to be overdrafted. I think Gary Sanchez is probably a little bit fraudulent.
What's your thoughts, Mr. Engel?
The king. Yeah,
like me and Rusty Ryle talk about, when you try to project these numbers over a full season, it's erroneous, you know, because over a full season, for any player, really, you know, there's going to be a lot more valleys, etc. You know, there's going to be prone to longer slumps. So I think if anybody's, you know, projecting themselves like to be 35, 40 homers, they're erroneous. The guy kid proved to me belongs in the majors, but you know I wouldn't automatically just be projecting 40 homers for him, so I'm going to say fraud. He's going too early. He hasn't proven it enough at the major league level.
Fantasy executive, do you know what the actual meaning of a Dirty Sanchez is?
No, I don't know what the actual meaning of it is. I think it got something to do with your facial hair. And so if your facial hair gets dirty.
This is crazy.
Maybe that's. It's, am I going in the right direction?
Yeah. This is
like tossing a salad or something.
Your dictionary. It's after butt sex, the act of drawing a mustache on a recipient's face with the object of penetration, usually a penis. That's
I can only imagine if Sussman was here today, what his reaction would be.
Bang, 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 bang I'm gonna break.
That's rough. Florio, have you ever taken part in any of this?
No. Not at all.
Let me read this a dirty sentence.
Yeah. Corey's like, hey.
I don't want to do that.
Friday night.
Oh, nah, I'm not. No, see, I'm not this guy right here. I think it's a much safer place to play. You don't have to, you know, you. I like to play in the front. I like to play in the front of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy fraud of God, Scotty Angle, Matt Harvey.
I'm going to say fantasy fraud here. I think some people overrate him because of, based on his pedigree, but the guy's coming back from, you know, thoracic outlet syndrome, so he's a big risk.
He could present a buying opportunity. I think he's. I agree with Scotty. I think he's a fraud. He could present a buying opportunity if, you know, if he's healthy and he rounds back in the form, because people are going to be off this kid this year. But the thing about it, like, he had like a rib removed, right?
Yeah.
That's tough.
But the thoracic outlet syndrome is a real tough injury to come back from. It,
what's the, like, the recovery rate on that? Do we got to get Dr. A for this?
Yeah, I think we should talk to him about it. But it's already documented out there about other players who've had it and how long the recovery time is.
It doesn't look good?
Yeah, it's like I don't have too much confidence in the first year back.
Is Matt Harvey washed up?
No.
Like Adrian Peterson?
No, because Matt Harvey's younger and he's still got time to, like, put this behind him.
Okay.
Right. By the way, on Twitter, Christian Blyer says, Belichick likes to take older players and get the last squeeze out of them, and Peterson wants a ring.